Sure. Andrew's going to lead our player personnel department, and he's obviously very young, but he's tremendously talented. I don't think it'll take long for you all to sit down with him, Daryl, and get a sense of his maturity, his intellect, his knowledge of the game, as though, although he's spent less time in the league than others, he's learned a tremendous amount. He's a great leader in person, tremendously high character, really competitive and hardworking. So, again, these are themes that you're hearing in a lot of these kind of answers and responses I'm giving about Hugh and our vision. And he aligned very much with where we want to be. He's an out-of-the-box thinker, but he also understands traditionally what's been successful in the league. Spent a lot of time here with Ryan Grigson and Bill Polian and seen a lot of success here. So he brings that knowledge to us, studied with Jimmy Ray and others who are really experienced. The other thing, Daryl, I'd say is our scouting staff has a lot of experience on it. And Andrew's wise enough to know that, like anyone in this seat, he doesn't have to have and doesn't have all the answers. And we will tap into that experience and make sure that we're making the best possible decisions for the organization at each opportunity. I don't expect that one way or the other, Tony. It's really, I won't say it's a black box, but it's a process that we don't have a lot of insight into. And I think properly in support of the league, they want to take their time and make sure that they understand where Josh is and where he's heading. And, you know, we will be in communication with the league around this and have been, but we'll let the process take its course. And, you know, we hope that, you know, first and foremost, Josh is in a place where you know, he can be successful moving forward as a person, and then obviously we'll deal with the football field afterwards. But, you know, good young man that I think's got a bright future, and we hope, you know, on the field in uniform. But the first thing first is just to get him reinstated and make sure that, you know, he has his life, you know, in a place that people are confident he can be successful in the league.
So do you have a date on what you expect to learn? Is that whether he's going to be reinstated?
We don't at this point. Yeah, I think we hold him accountable, set the expectations, and make sure that he understands exactly what that means, that you're going to come out and compete at practice, that you're going to be reliable and accountable to your teammates. And, you know, I think Josh is wise enough to understand that if he comes back, he's going to have to prove that a bit, and eyes will be on him. But I'm confident he can do it. I know him well enough. He's a good young man, means well. He's just got to get past a few things and hopefully has learned. And if he hasn't, he won't be part of the organization. But I trust that he'll have learned enough that he will give himself an opportunity to do that. But we'll see. Again, you know, don't want to get too much into Josh. He's got to get reinstated first. Not going to comment again on Johnny. I think respectfully want to give the young man some privacy, as well as, you know, the organization spent enough time talking about him, Mary Kay, and we need to focus on moving forward. I'll let the statement speak for itself. Our scouts will be the lead dog in terms of all personnel evaluations, but Hugh will have a big say in that. He obviously brings a tremendous amount of experience about what it takes physically and mentally to play the position. And we've had a lot of conversations so far, and we'll have a lot more over the next 60-plus days. We don't expect. We know those are, you know, kind of tools in the toolbox here, but we don't expect to do that. You know, I think there's a couple players that you would say maybe we might at those positions, Tayshaun in particular. We would hope that we would either come to a long-term deal with Tayshaun or we probably would be with the organization. So I don't expect that at this point.
Last one here, please.
Yeah, so I think it starts with leadership, and it starts with myself, Hugh, Jimmy, Paul D. Podesta, breeding a confidence. You talked about it, I think, making sure that we're building a system not so focused on results, not so focused on one position or one player, but really setting an expectation and a work ethic, you know, so that every day we're getting better. And it's going to be hard to know that ice is forming, but by the time we get there, you know that the water is getting colder, and through our processes, we're getting better. So that's what we're taking, a systematic approach to it. And daily, we're going to expect a lot from our players and make sure that, you know, by the time we get to Falls and Sunday, our expectation going into every game will be to win.